So this is Recorded Podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you to everybody that listened to the 100th episode of This Is Recorded Podcast. Sorry to the people that cursed me out for not being on, but thank you for acknowledging and thank you for the support. It means the world to me. I just want to grow bigger and better, and it's my real passion, man. I always love talking to people, so I'm going to find a way to make this podcast work. So this is a Recorded Podcast. Thank you for listening. If you would like a custom shirt with the logo on it, please let me know. I'm making those. So I might have to sell a couple of those. See, you know, the merch game on it. See how people like it. Put it on different things. I really love these cloths for my glasses. So if anybody knows anybody who makes nice soft cloths for glasses, please hit me up and let me know. I want to start something different, and I think I want to keep this going because in a world full of so much negativity and everything to be mad at, I want to do something different. So I call it two good things and one great thing. So obviously, tell me two good things about your day. Tell me one great thing about your day. You could do it in the Instagram or in the SoundCloud link or anywhere. Just text me, let me know something positive, you know, that I want to keep going. In a world full of negative, I want to keep this, you know, this is why I don't really cover too much news and stuff like that on a podcast or what's going on. I just try to bring nothing but positivity and light and love and just, like, you know, happiness and escape. I want this podcast to be an escape from the everyday drama and struggles that you deal with, and just a release and something good that y'all can just listen to for however long and learn about somebody else and hopefully come from it motivated and just feeling good. So so two good things from my day. I was really excited because I got a skateboard now, and I just love doing stuff that's free. So first I got the skateboard that was very cheap. It was $14 and it was a Super Poser way because it's a Tony Hawk skateboard. So I got it, and then the wheels was tight, so then I had to buy a special piece to loosen it. Then I loosened it up and it still wasn't good enough, so then I watched a video about WD-40 on it after you loosen it, and it worked. So I was excited about that. Another good thing was it was a beautiful day outside, and I was just on a vibe of like, hey man, it's beautiful. I went for a jog. I did a complete workout, and I don't be working out like that, so that felt good to really do that. And the great thing was, man, I got to hang out with my wife for a good amount of time today. You know, we don't really see each other, you know, that much when she's working and I'm working. It can be up to 3 days. We will see each other for a total of about 2 hours because of the way our work schedules are right now. But she just came off of 6 days being off, so that was a plus. So it kind of balances out. She works these long hours, so it helps out. Okay, so and I also want to just get into some lighthearted stuff. So let's get into some lighthearted stuff right here, right now. Mortal Kombat was ass. It was. I just was really excited to see it, and I was like, yo, I played Mortal Kombat growing up. The 95 version of it was amazing. Mortal Kombat was ass. The dialogue, I knew the dialogue would be whatever. The action, didn't really love it. And, like, the hardest part was Kung Lao fatality, and then him saying it was ass as well. I hated it, and I was really excited. Out of all of the releases that HBO Max had, it was like Mortal Kombat and Judas and the Black Messiah was the two that I was looking forward to the most. And Mortal Kombat was ass. Oh my God. I was like, the 95 version. I also just heard on Flagrant 2 that they also said that because of where the graphics and everything is today, that Mortal Kombat should have been way better. So they also agreed that the 95 version was better than the current version of Mortal Kombat. I repeat, Mortal Kombat was ass. I'm sorry to say it, man. I really, really, like, was, oh, I was excited for it. And I didn't expect the dialogue to be great. I didn't expect the story to be great. I did expect the fighting to be better. Liu Kang was all skinny and small. Raiden was kind of like, nah, you know, it's just a lot of, like, they just could have did so much. It was a comedy. I'm not going to tell you certain parts. I'll let you watch it. But it was a comedy with certain things I've seen that was very hilarious to me. But I enjoy watching movies. I enjoy having a good time. But I'm sorry, y'all. Mortal Kombat was ass. But I did watch a good movie with my wife. It was called The Lie on HBO Prime. If you got HBO Prime, Amazon Prime, if you have Amazon Prime. The Lie was really good because it just was a movie about a girl that, you know, killed her friend, and they have to go along with the lie. And it's really from, man, kudos, man, no, shout out to Blumhouse. Blumhouse is killing shit. Blumhouse is independent, I think, movie studio production company, and I think their biggest claim to fame was Get Out. And Blumhouse just kills shit from, like, a small independent standpoint. And they just make good movies, man. And it's just really good. So that movie, The Lie, I thought it was going to be ass for a while there in the movie. Then it kind of did a switch. And I was like, wow, this movie was kind of good. So shout out to The Lie. And hey, if y'all got any movies that y'all think is good, man, please let me know. I'm always, you know, I'm about to be on a little break from school now. So I'm very, very interested and seeing something, and seeing some good movies, and, like, chilling and relaxing. So, please, please, please tell me if you got anything for me to watch, man. Yeah, The Lie, that was pretty good. Amazon Prime, check it out, man. Okay, now it's time to get into the regular, schmegler, degler, like, peaceful time of the podcast, where I try to bring you my zen and my peace, and, I want you to talk about your piece. You know, I want you to talk about it to yourself or talk about it with somebody and share what do you do to keep your peace. For me, lately, it's been meditating. It's been praying every morning. It's been anything that I really like and I want to do, like, I'm actually doing it. I wanted to play chess. Now I actually play chess on my phone every day to try to get better. I had it on easy. And I was killing shit. Then I stepped it up to normal. And I've been getting my ass beat every single time. But I enjoy playing it. I also am in love with the tech decks. I am getting better, y'all. I learned how to ollie. Okay, let's see if it's going to embarrass me again. Let's go. Alright. I can't really do it on here. But yeah. For the visual portion. Man, I've learned how to ollie a little bit on my little tech deck. I got my skateboard, so updates coming soon on that. But my piece has just been, you know, and then my wife really is my piece, you know, like, it's so amazing because it ain't no, like, bullshit with us. Because, I mean, if you want to be real, I'm 33. I mean, you can guess her age. I'm not going to say, but, you know, we have no reason to be together. We have no children. So it's easy a divorce, like, we don't really have much to divvy up. And I'm not with her for money, so it's basically like, I mean, if, you know, we split whatever we got and then we out, then that's fine. You know, it's just like, you know, we just really love each other. And that's very, very rare for a lot of people to be together with no children and no nothing, you know. And she just really makes me happy, man. And it's just really feels good because in love and in relationships, it's not really for everybody. And especially what we got married at 25, I would not recommend that for a lot of people, because a lot of people that I know that's 25, the marriage thing would not be for them. Not even remotely for them. It just is a no way ever. And I don't tell my nieces or my nephews, I mean, my niece too young, but I don't tell them to, you know, like, hey, I tell them to live their life and, you know, have fun and tell your intentions with a girl. Just let her know, like, from the jump what it is or where you're going. Just be honest. But, you know, for me, I am a person that's very, very emotional. My emotions be running all over the place. Not too many people could tell, only really my wife. But my emotions are up and down and sideways and all kind of ways. But for me, I always needed that nurturing. I needed that you did good. You are good. You're great. You're handsome. You're this, that hug, that this, that, that. But unfortunately, you know, for me, I had young parents, and then I had parents that didn't really have that growing up. So how can they give me something that they didn't have or, you know, they don't know nothing about? So I can't really fault them. But for me, at really young ages, I was taking relationships way too seriously, because I was always looking for that nurturing and that love and that affection and that passion. Like, any, you know, girl I end up dating, I'm like, oh, this is probably gonna be my wife and this, and just being super long relationships. And I don't have much regrets in life, but one regret that I do have is that I lived in California as an 18-year-old kid and with a car and a job, money, everything, and didn't explore more of it because I was stuck up under somebody in a relationship, you know. And you know, it's, you sit there and you're like, oh, yeah, fuck that relationship. It's like, no, you don't really care about that because you don't regret too much. It's more so about you should have lived your life. But because I was looking for that nurturing and that, you know, feeling of love and stuff like that in that kind of affectionate way, I was like willing to do anything and sit up under somebody that can't do nothing. You know, I was just sitting there. Just being there, you know, when I should have been doing so much as an 18-year-old kid in California. I should have been doing everything, but I wasn't, you know. But everybody has to find their version. And what I tell people a lot, too, is that be honest with your relationship, with your intentions, and knowing what you want. But also, you don't want to miss out on that good girl, because that good girl could be right there the whole time, and you miss out because you want to play, and you like, yo, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too that, and that you fuck around, and you look up on Instagram 5-10 years from now, and she's perfectly married, beautiful kids, happy family, dog, all that, and you sad as fuck, still trying to, you know, fuck with these hoes and shit like that, and that ain't gonna be a good feeling, brother, let me let you know. So, you know, pay attention, you know, live your life, just be honest with the ladies in your life, the male in your life, and, you know, go from there. Just fill it out. But always be honest with your intentions, know your heart, and know where you want to go in life. Because in life, man, life gets so tricky after you get out of high school. You know, a lot of people are graduating now, and they don't really know, like, what they want to do. They kind of just going to school because, like, they feel like they have to because they still in that mode of, like, listening to their parents and stuff like that. But you really have to find out you. And that's what, you know, parents, like, that's the problem I have now, you know, and I'm probably going to get trashed. But the problem I have now with a lot of parents nowadays, I love the fact that a lot of parents give their kids leeway to talk. They give their kids, like, opportunities. They don't really say much. They're not getting whoopings like they used to and stuff like that. But the problem I do have is that it seemed like a lot of parents are, like, scared to say something to their kids, and they just kind of, like, let a lot of things slide, and that's not the right way to go about it. You have to be fair but firm with them. You know what I'm saying? You have to be, tell them, like, you can't do this, you can't go here, you can't do that. This need to be off by a certain time. You can't stay up on it. Like, certain things need to be done, but a lot of people don't do it, and I don't know why. I think it's because, like, maybe they traumatized because of how they grew up, or they felt like, if I had a little bit more freedom, I would have acted different and stuff like that. But I think everybody should know their kid. So you should know which kid's able to be up and then late and then they'll get up for school, and which kid is going to have a hard time, and which kid listens more, and which kid, like, you should learn how each one of them function. And your job is to play chess with them, is to set them up in a way that they're going to win, because we want them to win at life. It's your child. You love them. You love family, everybody. But you have to find a way that it's going to help them and benefit them. Like, if you know that your son is not, you know, the greatest in school, and, like, he don't really love school, and you just feel like he's going to school just for something, that's a trap, because he's going to get into debt and all kind of troubles, or he's probably going to end up back home because he doesn't like school at all. So you have to find something, or maybe you should send him to that two-year school. Getting a trade. Trades are really flourishing in the pandemic, because no matter what, you can't go outside or this or that. I mean, you have to have your toilet flushed. You have to have your air working. You have to have, you want to get new patios and stuff like that. You want to get a fence. You want to get that. So working with your hands is a lost art, because we're all thinking about these different degrees that you don't look at the person that started HVAC right out of school, and now at 23 years old, he owns his own companies and 2-3 trucks that do different HVAC. He's, like, putting in different social media and different technology ways to get in contact with him. We miss out on that because we're so focused on the degree in this, degree in that. Like, no, you have to really figure out what the kid wants. And for kids growing up and stuff like that, I mean, or anybody listening right now at your age, you have to really find out what makes you happy in life. Like, what is your life consist of? Like, how much money do you need? How much are you willing to work? How much can you deal with certain jobs? What certain jobs is not for you at all? You have to really, like, search and find that out, because, I mean, for me, I want to be able to make enough to, my wife don't have to work if she don't want to. I don't really have to take orders from too many people. And, I mean, really, if I live the life that I live now, but just working on my own, that would be ideal for me. So what would I have to do? Right now, I'm going to school for Central Sterile. That could give me an opportunity to travel, and that gives me the opportunity to move up further and quicker than where I'm currently at right now. And then with that is also the springboard for me to start my other businesses, meaning my photography, meaning promotion for the podcast. Your job is your first investor. I heard that a while ago, and it's very true. It's the one that gives you money to support your dream. So what is it? I mean, so take some money from your job, work some overtime, get more equipment, get better equipment, learn better marketing, you know, whatever. But get to that place of, hey, Earn Your Leisure is a great podcast. They have vending machines. They talk about being a dispatcher for truck drivers and stuff like that. They talk about different things, like different jobs or businesses that you could start with not that much money, or flipping homes or whatever, with just your credit. And, you know, I plan on, when I'm on vacation, to go back and listen to those different podcasts and really get an idea of some different things I could do, so I could try to find and make up that money that I'm telling y'all about, enough money for me to take care of me and my family and be able to travel a little bit where I want. So if that number is like, hey, well, I need to make about $6,000 a month, if I need to make whatever a month, you know, you have to figure out what that is. What, like, type of stuff are you into? Like, what does your life consist of? And the number one thing is, you want to have that fuck you money. You want to be able to make enough money that if somebody pisses you off bad enough and it isn't super emotional, it's kind of been going on for a while, you want to have enough money to say, fuck you, I'm out. So I would encourage everybody to get the fuck you money. The fuck you money is enough money to move and sit for a little while until you figure out your next move, and hopefully to build your own business and do your own things. That fuck you money is important because it's a lot of nasty, evil stuff and people negative in the world. So you want to be able to get enough money to politely tell people, fuck you. You know, you just want to have that, you know, idea of, you know, I'm independent. I can do it on my own. And I don't need y'all. Like, it's cool. I like it here, but don't get it fucked up. I don't need y'all. So, you know, it's just really important that all of us, and it's not over for you. You know, you can't use age. You can't use your education. Like, it's felons that come out. You know, shout out to my boy John. That's been on the podcast. Go stream his music right now. He's, man, he's doing great. He travels. He's a truck driver. He's a felon. And he's doing all right. He has enough to feed his family and himself. I mean, what else do you ask for? He's doing great. And it's no excuses. You know, in life, I think we live in this world where the excuse is always looked for. We find a reason to not like somebody. You know, you have like the Dr. Umar just was on a Breakfast Club, or you had Malcolm X, or you had anybody that said a lot of good stuff. We always find the one bad thing. And nobody walking this earth is perfect. And obviously, some things for certain people is never going to be like, you're never going to be able to apologize for certain things ever. But I feel like as a culture and as a society, we always look for one thing to cancel because we like, yo, this person cannot be perfect. So we always look for that one thing. They could kick us game of 99 great things they said that you agree with, but it's the one. It's just like if this podcast or anything or your comments, if you getting all this love about like, yo, I love what you're doing. Yo, this is great. This, that, blah, blah, blah. You get a whole bunch. That one, like, yo, that shit is ass, is going to bother you. And I think that is part of our mental psyche of like just paying attention to the negative. You know, that's why, you know, the news and everything and social media and stuff like that, you gotta know, like, if you're prepared for that, if you're prepared to look at that daily. It's not normal to see people getting killed. Like, after the George Floyd thing, I never seen it, but after I heard about it and the different things that was going on, and we was in a pandemic and everybody didn't know where they was going, it just stressed me out really bad. It threw me down a dark spiral. I mean, my wife got in a car accident, and that threw me into therapy. It just really wasn't a good look for me. It wasn't a good time. So after that, I really told myself I'll never watch another shooting again or killing of a black person or anybody, really. I just can't do it ever again. It's in my spirit is too fragile. I have a fragile, fragile spirit. I have a loving spirit. It bothers me, you know. Unfortunately, I've learned that too. When people just don't like me for whatever reason, and 9 times out of 10, the reason is they hate themselves, is that, you know, I don't like that. I don't like being in an environment that's not fun and happy-go-lucky and just exciting. I don't like that. I like to be loved. I like to be liked. I love to have a good time. I like to make people laugh. I like to make people smile. I like for people to enjoy their day. That's why I love doing this podcast, because it's just your outlet. I really show a lot of people. I've been slacking because of the end of the road for school, so I've just been getting ready to get that over with. So I've been slacking. I haven't really been reaching out to too many people to come on, but, it, you know, I really love the feeling of love, because I know what it feels to feel like alone and like, you know, nobody loves you. And we all create these things in our head, you know. So it's really, man, like, that's why the meditation. I think the skateboarding will make me feel free. Play video games. You might eat a certain snack. You want to work out. You want to be better all the way around. I just do certain things that bring me peace and bring me joy. And I think it's important. I've been trying to, like, really navigate my social media to where, like, I only look at certain things and certain people I really like. Like, I'm on that search bar, like, heavy, because I can't even see the Explorer page pop up. I can't see a lot of stuff. But I'm learning that I have to get my spirit right, because for social media purposes and marketing and stuff like that, Instagram and social media obviously is a great place. So I have to, you know, build up that confidence and, you know, that that love within myself that I can deal with negative stuff and see things. And, you know, I like learning. It's a informative thing, social media. You learn so much and you learn different things. If you're in the Atlanta area or in your area, I don't know if they have it. It's a place called Putt Shack that just opened up in Atlanta. Took the wife for the second day. It was open. We had a date night. It was beautiful. We really, really enjoyed ourselves. It wasn't too many people there. It was brand new. So, of course, nothing was really working right at first. But when we got it started and kicked off, we just really had a good time, man. And we just really vibed out and just, like, taking in life, man. Because I want to, you know, say this, like, you got to live every day. You got to live every day like it's the fullest, to the fullest. And you got to live every day doing what you want, doing how you feel, eliminating what doesn't make you happy. You got to live every day for you. You got to live every day to try to make somebody else's life better and impactful and, like, impact their life in a certain kind of way. Because the last time I checked, nobody knows when that final day is. So why would you waste it being mad? Why would you waste it being angry, holding grudges? Why would you waste it at all? Until we know the last day that we here on this earth, we have to live every day like it's the last day. And as cliche as that sounds, it's the realest shit in the world. Live this life, man, because would it be a shame that you mad today over something that you're going to be dead over tomorrow? It would be a shame. So live this life, man. Forgive those people. Do whatever, you know, fuck what people think. Do whatever you love. If it ain't hurting nobody, do whatever you love. And, I mean, be real with yourself on certain things. But it's just do whatever you love. And live this life, man. You know, you have to live because there's so many people dying. 2020, you know, if I'm being honest with myself, unfortunately, it showed me that a lot of people are real angry and pent up frustration and got evil in their heart, man. Unfortunately, they just do, you know, they just not happy, you know, or maybe they've been through a lot with the 2020. I thought, like, me being Mr. Optimistic, I'm thinking like, oh, man, when we come out this pandemic, everybody going to be vibing and going to be good and appreciative, man. Everybody's fucking mad. They want to fight. You know, Dave Chappelle said the great thing about the pandemic, it was no shootings and mass murders, like a bunch of police killing and murders. Unfortunately, that has came to an end. I guess outside is back open because we're seeing a bunch of that now. You know, it's just live this life. Those people that went to work at FedEx, they didn't think they were going to lose their life going to work. Live this life. Those, you know, all the young people that we lost, you know, just regular fighting or anything, anybody that got killed, anybody that died of natural causes, died in a car accident, died any kind of way, they didn't know, and you don't know. So live this life like it's the fullest, like it's your last day. You got this shit, man. You can really make the difference today. It's the baby steps. Shit ain't gonna be done in one day, believe me. Patience is it. That's why patience. That also, the chess and the skateboarding for me gives me the patience, because I know it's gonna be a battle. Like, I want to fucking get on the skateboard and be Nigel Houston. I want to be the fucking the Queen's Gambit with chess. You know, I want to be all that, but I know it's gonna take time. But with that time and me grinding, it lets me know, like, damn, like, you did it. Like, you were shit. You were ass at this. And now you're decent, or now you're good. And you did it because you loved it. So do something today. Start something today that you always love, man. I want to get into, like, growing my own vegetables and fruits and gardening and flowers and all kind of shit. Like, and I'm going to do it because I don't know when that day is, man. So got my skateboard. It's rolling good now. I can't wait to ride it maybe tomorrow. And just different things, just being outside this whole summer, because it was a weird summer. Going to celebrate life every day, man, just doing what makes me happy. And I will literally eliminate any and everyone that doesn't make me happy. If I love you, I'm willing to fight for you, you know. But It's just, you know, certain jobs and shit like that, you can get another one. Always have a plan, but if it's really, like, really, really badly affecting you and you're not ingesting your head, get rid of it. Get it out of there. Figure it out. Go with a little exit plan. Hopefully you didn't blow all the little stimmies. So, man, do whatever it takes to just make yourself happy, to love yourself, and this is recording. Peace.